You can't exhaust him. He's the inexhaustible fountain of eternal life. Here tonight to make manifested any divine promise of his Bible. Now, anybody that'll believe it. Amen. Yes, sir. The only thing you do is drink. Come to the fountain and drink. Drink until you're satisfied. You can't exhaust him. No, sir. He is absolutely the inexhaustible. And you can just drink and drink and drink. You can drink your healing in. You can drink your salvation in. Just come and drink. Let him who's thirsty come and drink. Amen. I know he's here. And I know he'll do exceedingly abundantly if we'll just let him do it. I just seen something happen. And I don't want to start one of them kind of services, you see, of visions, because I'm talking about something else. See, I'm talking about you coming, not for physical healing, but coming to as soon as you go to doing that. Now, that's just, see, as soon as I want to relax myself then, to get away, the first thing old people call, you know, you feel that coming in. Here, I tell you, that man sitting back there with his nephew's boy, that bad hip, if you believe, God will heal him and make him well. Do you believe that he'll heal him and make him well? If you do, well, then God will do it. Amen? Exactly right. Amen. Here's a man sitting right here looking right at me. He's praying for his family. He's really not from here. He's from South Carolina, Mr. Dixon. But if he'll just believe with all of his heart, God will grant that blessing to him. Do you believe it, sir? I'm a total stranger to him. I've never seen him in my life. Amen. I've never seen him in my life. But you see what I mean? What is it? How does that work, Brother Bram? When Brother Bram can get out of the way. Yes, sir. When I can get out of the way, then Jesus Christ comes in. Just by the way, right over from him is another man caught fire. He's from South Carolina, too. That's right. I see it hanging right over him. That's exactly right. He's praying for a brother that's an alcoholic. That's exactly right. Listen. Your Brother Holmes, do you believe that God, is that your name? God will grant it to you. Do you see what I mean? Once more, Lord. Once more. Let's stand up on our feet, everybody. Cry, Pentecostal. Raise up your hands. Once more, Lord. Once more, Lord. Once more. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do, but it's here. Let's cry with one accord. Once more, Lord. Cry out. Once more, Lord. Once more, Lord. Once more, Lord. Send your power. Send your blessing. Send the Holy Ghost upon us like a rushing mighty wind and fill every soul that's in here anew. Glory to God. Believe it with all your heart. Once more, Lord. Once more. Hallelujah! Drunk on the Spirit. If the Holy Ghost can just pour into you till you're so drunk you forget what your name is. You forget all your doubts. Get you so drunk on the Spirit till you forget your doubts. Then you can get somewhere with God. And the cry once more goes up from the sincerity. Then a little one. Hallelujah! Filled with the Holy Ghost! Be drunk on the Spirit! God's righteousness and holiness and power gets you so drunk till you forget who you are. You're nothing to begin with. Remember, God wants to come into you. Once more, Lord. Once more. Once more, Lord. Once more. Oh, Pentecostal, Pentecostal, run for your life. There's just a little time left. It's later than you think. If I never say another word from this pulpit, remember, run for your life. It's later than you think. I feel the Holy Spirit on me. Say it again. Run for your life. It's later than you think. Once more, Lord. Once more. Fill life tabernacle with eternal life. Every member in here. And let the glory of the Lord fall upon this congregation, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God. Once more, Lord. Once more. Let man forget who they are. Let man forget his unbelief. That we could cry once more, Lord. Once more. Do you love him? Oh, God, Heavenly Father, give us a revival in our souls, Lord. We see the lamps are smoking. The fire on the altar is going out. Oh, Lord God, look down upon a sin-cursed nation. But, Lord, don't forget your people. People here have strived for years, Lord, to build this little economy for you. Life Tabernacle was built, Lord, for a soul-saving station, for revival. Oh, God, once more, pour your holy power into it. Surge every member. Take out every difference. Send down a ray of God's holy fire and lighten our souls, Lord, with the presence of Jesus Christ. May the people not be so stooped in unbelief that they can see that you're here with us and you are the Word and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. As the Bible has been so proven to us over and over again, Lord God, let us wake to our senses of the Spirit of God being in our midst. Grant it, Father. I commit it to you with myself. Amen. Brother, sister, I don't know in my Bible of any other thing God promised to do before the rapture of the church. I don't. You're thinking of a mark of the beast coming. I've told you they done got it. See? The next thing left is for the rapture of the church. It could come at any time and not disrupt any scripture in the Bible as far as I know it. God knows that's true. Yes, sir. The time is at hand. It's later than we think. Let's just close our eyes and sing, I love Him. Maybe if we'll worship Him, praise Him, maybe He'll do something. I prayed all this week to see a breaking forth in this tabernacle. I prayed before I come here. I got people praying for this. Oh, there's prayer going up for this. I'm trying to believe with all my heart. Let's wake up right quick. Let's just worship Him and praise Him as we sing it. Now, with our eyes closed and our hands to God, I love Him. I love Him. Sing the next verse. Shake hands with somebody by your Christian brother. Say, God bless you now while we sing it. If you love one another, you can't keep from loving God. Now let's say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah. Again. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I love Him. too long. Now let's bow our head. Oh, friends. Now what? Now where are we at? Now we're at the end. We're at the time where something has to be done. Said yes or no. God's got to be found right or wrong. Today I preached two sermons hard, trying to tell you what he is. Tell you the time is closing. What he is, what he was. And now when we look tonight, let's look at him. Now every person, in the name of the Lord Jesus, keep your seat. Now don't stir around. Sit real still until you're called. Let the little children, now if I happen to say, bow your head, do it right quick, honey, because evil things leave, such as cancer and diseases, and it goes out amongst the people and gets into others. All that believe that and know it's the Scripture, say amen.
Amen.
We find in the Bible that evil spirits went from one to the other when it's cast out. And they try to find a place. And how many times have we seen in the meeting, people come to the meeting perfectly healthy and well, sit there and criticize, and a day or two after that be found totally blind or stricken with a cancer, paralyzed, because they were unbelievers. I'm not responsible for them, only for the believers. Many of them went to the institution many years ago and still there. Some went to their grave just because of being arrogant, unbelieving. There's no place for an unbeliever now. It's a place for believers. Have faith in God. Heavenly Father, now the meeting is yours. It's been yours all the time. Now I can speak on your word. But now, from now on, I can't speak. You're the one who speaks now, Lord. Let it be known that your servant has told them the truth. May people hear. Maybe many are here sick and won't even be in the prayer line. But you're still here, Lord. You can heal out there just as you can heal anywhere. Let thy word be made known. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if I can get your undivided attention for just a moment. I want to look down this prayer line. I don't really believe I know one person. Are you in this prayer line all strangers to me? You know what I don't know? You raise up your hands if you are. You are. How many out there knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hands. Out there, sure. 95% of the people here. I don't. That's true. Now, here's a little woman. I never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger to me. Now, she may be here for sickness. She may be here, maybe she's done something. Maybe she's here for finances. Maybe it's domestic trouble. Maybe she's here for someone else. I don't know. I have no idea. But here is exactly a picture that's in St. John, the 4th chapter. A man and a woman meets for the first time. And no doubt that the young woman that met Jesus, he was much older than her. Because they said he looked to be 50 or over 50. And probably this young, beautiful woman was out there at the well was just a young girl. And here again tonight, two people meet, young and old, without knowing one another. And now she stands there. There's some reason she's there. I don't know. She might be standing there as a deceiver. She might be standing there saying something like this and just see what will happen. If it is, you watch what happens. Now, I don't know the lady. I've never seen her. She just held her hand a while ago. I was a stranger to her, and I hold my hand. She's a stranger to me. I've never seen her. Well, now, if I, just as a man, I have to say, lady, what is the matter with you? What are you doing here? What do you want? And she'd say, Mr. Branham, I'm here because I suffer with a cancer. I suffer with TB. I suffer with a tumor. Or I'm out of money. My husband left me. Or I'm not married, and my boyfriend did so. She'd have to tell me. Well, I'd say, all right, I'll pray for you, lay my hands up on you and say, Lord God, give this woman what she wants. Amen. Jesus, do it. Let her go away. Well, I guess if she believed that, she'd get well. That's all right. That's been a ministry for many, many years. But it was promised in the last days that as the angel God was dwelling in a human body, they come up just before Sodom burned. And he sat with his back turned to the tent where Sarah was and told Abraham what she was thinking in the tent. God in a human flesh wearing human clothes. And that's the only way God can do it today is when He gets in your flesh. See? Showing that God would be manifested in human flesh. Jesus said, as it was at the days of Sodom, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. We have the messenger, Billy Graham, and them down there in Sodom, but the elected church received a message and a messenger. Now, if this little lady, if the Holy Spirit, don't say He'll do it, but if He would come and tell me what you're standing here for, or what you want, or something you've done, or something you're about to do, well, you know it has to come from some supernatural source, because we're just standing here. That would be right, wouldn't it? Then you'd know it had to come from a supernatural force. If the Bible said that Jesus did that same thing and promised to do it again in the last days, then you'd believe with Him. How many would be the same thing? Then you'd see Jesus. You'd see His Word. Now, you say, you see the Word? The Bible says He is the Word. And the Bible said that the Word discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. Is that right? Then it would be the Word spoken to human lips, discerning the thoughts. Now, I can't. I have no way of doing it. See? Because I don't know her. But He does. And He is the Word. And He is the one that can take our two spirits, like a woman at the well and Him, and blend it, and then go away and show me just what she's here for, what she's done, or what she wants, or something. Then I can speak it and say it, and that's up to her. And I say, Brother Branham, can you heal her? No. No. I can't do that. He's already done it. By stripes you were healed. But that's just to raise her faith, to let her know that if He knows what she has been and what she's wanting, He knows how to give it and what you will be afterwards. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, everybody believes that. Now, be real reverent, and you people out there now without prayer cards, you pray. Now, I remember Jesus passed through a group one day, and a little woman touched His garment. And He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And He looked all over the congregation until He found her and told her she had a blood issue, and her blood stopped at that time. See? Now, the Bible said that He now is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right? I'm looking out here at Brother Wade sitting here by his wife. Just recently, that man was standing here while I was preaching, just like Paul was preaching all night one night, and this man dropped dead right in the audience. And the Holy Spirit brought him right back to life again. He is a witness. Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. How many never did see Brother Wade, would like to see him? Raise up your hand. Never did see him. Brother Wade, would you stand up? Here's the man. Drop dead about where he's sitting right now. Here's his wife, a registered nurse, standing right there. He had no pulse going. His eyes turned back. He was black in his face. Heart attack. Doctor told him he had heart trouble. Before that, I found it on discernment. Not long ago, I told him that he had heart trouble. And then all at once, his heart stopped and down he went. And there he was, laying there, perfectly gone. That's about six or eight times that I've seen the Lord Jesus bring back the dead. I've seen Him do it. And He can do it tonight. Now, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Be reverent. Watch. I want to talk to you, lady. I've been preaching, you see. Just to catch your spirit, that's exactly what I'm doing. See? There's something in you alive, or you wouldn't be standing there. You'd be just a form laying dead. And you'd have no life in you. But if there is a life in that flesh, it controls you. See? And now even your thoughts and what you think, the words you say and everything, is what you live by. See? That's what you are, is your words, your thoughts, and whatever you are. Now, we are here believing. Now, the Holy Spirit, like Jesus told the woman, bring me a drink. And when she brought, she said, "Why, you shouldn't ask me that. I'm a Samaritan. You are a Jew. We don't have no customs with each other, no way words with each other." Now, of course, we are both Gentiles. And we're standing here just believing on God. Now, if His Spirit comes by me for a gift, and can tell you what, that you know whether it's right or not, because you've lived that part of the life, then you have a gift to believe it. And if you will believe it and He will tell you about it, then it's all over. It'll work on everyone here. Now, everybody real reverend. And a lady suffers with something wrong in her throat, a throat condition. That's right, raise up your hand. Now, I've never seen her in my life.
That's right. That's what she's here for me to pray for her throat. Now, right then, as soon as I said that, or just before, she knew that there was something near. Something come near right then. You can see the emotion up on her. A real sweet feeling like that. That light that you see in the picture, where are you at, George? That light that was in the picture is hanging right over the woman right now. See, it's another dimension. She is a believer. Not a make-believer. She's a believer. Now, being that you are a believer, you believe me to be his servant? Have to be to know that. You believe he could tell you other things that's on your heart? All right. Here's something that's on your heart. It's somebody you're praying for. Child. You believe he can tell me what's wrong with it? It's got a virus. Is that right? You believe God can tell me who you are? You're Miss Walker. You're not from here. You're from the South, Georgia. You're going home well. Jesus Christ. Your child. Don't worry about it. It's over. God bless you.
Thank you.
How you doing? Now, here's another woman. I don't know her, never seen her. She's just a woman standing there. Now, look, I've been preaching all together since about 8 o'clock. It's 10 now. That's 2 hours I've been here. That one discernment weakened me more than 2 hours of preaching. Okay? You mean to say that? Oh, yes. That woman had touched the hem of his garment. He said, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Strength. Is that right? That's what it does. Now, here's a woman that I have never seen. Billy went over there, if you noticed something, and picked up that boy that we have here with us, George. He's a Baptist boy. I want you to see that what we're talking about is God. His father, family, is a nice people. They're in Mexico. Missionary, fine man. And his father's sick too. I'm just waiting for him to come. I just watched close, George. Now, this lady, I don't know her. I never seen her. I suppose we're strangers to one another. We don't know each other. But now, the Holy Spirit, the sweetness of Jesus being present, we're all witnessing that. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something about you, now, if I could heal you, I'd do it. But I can't do what he's already done. The only thing, if he was standing here tonight with this suit on it, he gave me. Well, now, he couldn't heal you because he's already done it. By his stripes we were healed. See? But the only thing, he could declare himself by the word that he promised and make you see that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he promised to do it. Now, if he will use me to tell you what you're here for, will you use the faith that you have in him to believe that you receive what you have? Are here for it with all your heart. All right? May the Lord grant it. See, the lady has something wrong. An examination shows it is a ruptured stomach. That's true. That's true. A ruptured stomach. Do you believe that God can heal that rupture? God bless you. Now, you're not from here. Been quite a sacrifice to get here.
Yes, it is.
It was.
Praise the Lord.
You're from Tennessee.
Yes,
that's right. Mrs. Harn.
Yes, sir.
You turn back. Don't doubt. You'll be healed. If thou canst believe. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to one another. I've never seen you in my life as Lord Noah. I might have somewhere in a meeting, you might have seen me, but I don't know you. God knows you. You believe in me to be his servant, and the word that I have preached is the truth? Well, being that I am strange to you, and the word that I have preached you have believed on, the only thing is some of them give you a card. Either one of the ushers or my son or somebody gave you a card. Your number was called, and here you are. That's all I know. But you're here suffering from a nervous condition. It bothers you bad. You have someone with you. You have someone you're praying for. It's your husband. And he has a spiritual problem that he just can't get over the ripple. And you have a child that's sick, too. You're not from here, but you come from the north. You're from Canada, from Alberta. That is right. You believe me as being God's prophet, and believe that what I tell you is the truth, go home and you'll receive what you've got. Amen. God bless you. I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. I don't know you. But God does know you. You believe me to be His servant with all your heart? I don't know you, nothing of you. If I could heal you, I'd do so, but I can't. I am not a healer. I am just a man. But He's God. I'm just a bit confused because there's an older woman standing between me and you. It's somebody you're praying for. Yeah, it's your mother. And she suffers with a high blood pressure. And you have a kidney infection. That is right. You believe that? Your mother isn't here. But when you go to her, take that scarf that's around your neck and put it on your mother. And don't doubt, and the high blood pressure will leave her, your infection will be gone. Don't believe me. You believe now? With all your heart? Now you see. I look out across the audience, and this looks like it's just beginning to get kind of misty-like out there. These things that I do, shall you do also. He's done more right here tonight than of that type than He did in the entire journey on life.
That's right.
I have this one lady here. Young woman.
I don't know her. She's a stranger to me. But do you believe me to be His servant?
Just a moment.
A man come before me. Somebody in the audience. Now just a moment. Somebody in the audience that left here, just saying that light, left here and there was a man standing by. And somewhere in the audience, just don't weary. Just be of a good courage. Let's go back again
and see to the woman. Now, if the Lord God, this is six or seven or something that has passed through the line under discernment. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me, to this woman, whatever is wrong with her, would it make the rest of you believe with all your heart? Could you accept Christ upon them basis? See? One time or to prove it. Three times is a confirmation. And this is tens of thousands of times without one time being wrong. You're not here for yourself. You're here for a man. Now I see him sitting with his head down. He's smoking a cigarette. And you're praying that the cigarettes will leave him. May the Lord God give you your request, sister. Go believe Him with all your heart. May that devil of habit leave your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your trouble's in your back. Do you believe God will make it well? All right. Go say thank you, Lord. I know this woman. I believe it's Miss Niece's daughter, isn't that right? I thought it was. God bless you. No back trouble will leave you now. You can go and be well. You believe God can heal that arthritis and make you well? Go tell Him you believe Him. Just believe in all your heart. How do you do, sir? You believe God can heal that stomach trouble and make you well? Oh, then go say thank the Lord. I'm going to be well. And you'll be well. Another arthritis case in Asia. Do you believe that God will make you well if I lay hands up on you? You hear that? The Lord bless my sister and give her deliverance again tonight. Amen. Just believe me. Heart trouble. Stomach trouble. You believe God can heal it? All right. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. He'll make you well. How do you do, young fellow? Asthmatic condition. You believe that God can heal asthma?
Yes.
Go believe it. He'll do it. All right. Diabetic condition. You believe that God can heal your blood and make you well? Go believe Him and He'll do it.
Amen.
You believe it with all your heart? What if I didn't say nothing to you, just laid my hands on you? You believe the Holy Ghost is sure to make you well? That's the way to do it. Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be healed.
Amen.
Come, lady. If I didn't say nothing to you, do you believe God can heal you that female trouble? No, excuse me, you already said it. Go ahead. Go believe Him. Be made well. You believe, sir, with all your heart? God heals heart trouble, doesn't He?
Yes.
Makes man well. I'll show you. He's God. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God. Some man out here did something just a few minutes ago. I want to find that. His blood. Somebody like an accident or something that happened. It was bleeding. It was somewhere. The man was standing here. I just prayed. Yes, it is. The man said, "What's J.C. Parnell?" I know the boy. "You're bleeding inside, J.T. You believe God will make you well? Or it'll stop then."
Hallelujah!
Believe with all your heart. The little lady sitting right here looking right across, sitting there by Brother Grimsley. There's a light for her. You, little white collar. Mary? I don't know you, but that's your name. You're bothered with the spiritual trouble. And also you're real nervous. Forget it. It's all going to be all right. Believe with all your heart. Have faith in God. But thou can only believe. Little lady sitting right back up here in the back row over on the side over there. She's from Michigan. Suffering with a female trouble. You believe God will make you well? What you ask for then? You believe it? Amen. Raise up your hand and say, "I accept it." All right, you go home and get well. I don't know the lady, but God does know her. What about you here on this cot? You're the only crippled man or man on a cot. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. God knows you. But I say now you're shattered to death. You have cancer. You come from a long ways. You come from Cincinnati here. Your name is Mr. Hawk. Believe with all your heart, if you sit there, you die. Accept Jesus Christ and be healed. You believe Him? Then stand up on your feet out of that stretcher and accept Jesus Christ. How many in here believes Him at this minute? You believe with all your heart? Then let's every one of you stand up right now. Stand up. Now, in your own way, the way you pray, you lay your hand on somebody next to you. Where is Sister Brown? She's been sitting here suffering with that. The other day she called me on the phone, and she couldn't raise her hands up. I see it was something wrong in her blood. When I met her the other day, she's got diabetes. Where is she? She's here in this town a while ago. All right, Sister Brown, tonight I want you to believe with all your heart. I know you know what's wrong with you, but I want you to believe. You come out of the hospital and come here, see, to be prayed for. I'm praying for you. Believe you're going to be well. Margie, have faith in God. Let's go to quit right now. Let's go to Ian. He can heal diabetes. He can heal you of that sickness in your stomach. Each one lay your hands on one another. And just hold your hands there just for a minute. Just lay your hands on one another. Hold. See, it's going on 11 o'clock. Many of these people have got to drive to Tennessee and different places. Surely the Lord God has proved. What did you see tonight? Did you see a man or did you see Jesus? Jesus confirming His Word.
Amen.
These handkerchiefs laying here, while this anointing is up on me, I have my hands laid up on these handkerchiefs, praying that God Almighty. They said they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs or aprons. Here's those who were dead and has been raised up. There's those here who were in accidents, smashed up, or healed. I see Miss Wilson standing here that not long ago, she was hemorrhaging to death with TB years ago. Here she is tonight. The doctors didn't give her this hour sleep. Here she stands tonight. All around through here, lame, blind, crippled, in wheelchairs and everything. They're standing tonight as living trophies. Why is it? Jesus Christ lives.
Yeah.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
That man that just testified a while ago of him down there that had epilepsy, that had all them years and everything, and this one time in the meeting, and that's been around almost 20 years ago, he's never had a seizure since. That's one of the 10,000. He's a healer.
Amen.
He healed. Now, don't be excited. Just with childlike faith, look away to Calvary. Close your eyes and forget you're in this tabernacle.
close your eyes and forget there's anybody around you. And look to Jesus and see. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in the Word. Hallelujah. It's only that we look and live. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in the Word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Close your eyes to man. Close your eyes to the things around you. And look to your faith to Jesus Christ. And know that He was wounded for your transgressions. By His stripes you were healed. Lord Jesus, as these people are praying, and they have their hands upon each other, and we realize that we're standing in the presence of the living, resurrected Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit, revealing to us the secrets of our hearts, making known to us our desires, and promising us that He would give us our desires if we would only believe. Men and women have their hands on one another. They are praying because we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. We are fellow brethren and sisters of Jesus Christ. And Satan, we come to you in the challenge of the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the sword. He is the one who cuts away the sickness. He is the one who cuts away the doubt. He is the conqueror. Now, we challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come out of this people, Satan. The Word of God is made manifest. It circumcises, takes away doubt, takes away sickness, and brings perfect deliverance. We pray that the Holy Ghost will fall upon this people and give to them the power of faith to believe that the presence of the omnipotent Christ is here now. Grant it, Lord. I condemn every sickness. I condemn all diseases. I condemn all unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Holy Ghost honor what I've said and sweep through this building and deliver every person in the body.